The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "What do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it's not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with the ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with the eyes and hear with the ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are you, your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
According to tradition, Joachim and Anne is the parents of Mary. And also according to tradition, the way this couple lives poverty in a very special way, by sharing. What are people giving them? Anything? They give one part to the temple, one part to the poor, and they keep the rest, always. And that's how we understand when the Magi visit the Holy Family in Bethlehem, they give lots of gifts. So part of it already given to the temple, and part of it already given to the poor. Very little things left behind. That's why they went to Jerusalem for Jesus, for baby Jesus, as a poor parents, because they don't keep anything. They're rich, but rich in giving. And this is how sharing is a virtue of the Holy Family, both families, that of Mary's parents and Mary herself. So it's a teaching for us. Giving things is not riches. Share. I note in nowadays, in some countries, some people want to share. They call communal goods, especially started in Brazil. When they do business, they use one third of the income for the poor, one third for education. Only the remaining part for the development of the industry. It sounds snowier of the growth of the industry. It is wealth because ignorant people get education. Poor people and sought to eat already, but waiting and you get the beaten door and then you give them some sense. And this is how we share. Sharing is a virtue. We don't say poverty. We are not poor. In God's hand, we are rich. We have the whole world. We have the air. We have good health. It's already a riches. Keep healthy, joyful, and that's our riches. So give the rest, giving away. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given.